This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with Evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, Evangelist Adam Borden.
Walked in the ways of David, his father.
Amen.
He walked in the ways. Job was going through the land. He was going throughout Judah, and he was tearing down all the idol worship. And he, do you remember what we read there? He cut down all the idols, and he stomped. He stomped all the idols in the pile, and he burned them, and then he sprinkled all that on those who worshipped him. And then he dug up the bones of the priests, of those false prophets of Baal and of the grove. He dug up their bones and burned them on their own altar, and then in the ashes, he just stomped them until the dust flew away.
Amen.
Josiah was cleaning house.
Amen.
He was a king who was clearing out the promised land of God, of every evil idol worship, every semblance of idol worship. It was Josiah's mission. Why? Because King David wouldn't have allowed something like that. King David was a mighty king for God. And I believe King David would have done it just like I'm doing it. Idol worship was something that David had to face and to come up against as he was a king in the land of that day. Josiah, he's followed in great footsteps. He sought the God of David, his father. He broke down the idols. He destroyed every evidence of idol worship. He burned the idols and the bones of the priests of Baal. He stuffed them to dust. Notice also he repaired the temple. He had it cleansed and cleaned and repaired. We ought to take good care of the church house.
Amen.
And it's got people in it. It's got little children in it. Sometimes it's going to get rugged and worn and broken in a few places. But we ought to keep up the house of God. But through the wickedness of those previous kings who cared nothing for the house of God, they had let it grow into disrepair. So he said, I want the temple repaired and up to specs on all forms of its service and its form.
Yeah.
He repaired the temple. He made account of everything that was supposed to be there, all the money that Manasseh had taken and by ill-gotten gains and stored in that temple store. He made sure that it was distributed correctly. Yeah. And the operations of the house of God were corrected.
Amen.
And the finances of the house of God were corrected. He was doing some good things, my friend. He was doing a lot of good things. Yeah. And I wonder if in his mind he might have said, that's the way that King David would have done it. But then there was a day that we saw in chapter number 1, around verse number 14. And all the repairs were being made. The idol worshiping stations were nothing but a dusty place on the ground that nobody wanted to set foot on, because they had seen how King Josiah had taken care of that business, eradicating the evil worship in the land. But notice in these verses, verse 14, when they had brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest. Notice these words. Now wait a minute. Before we read these next words, who are we talking about? We're talking about Hilkiah the priest. He's basically, in our New Testament church economy, he's the pastor of the church in Jerusalem. The priest, Hilkiah, notice these next words, found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Hold up. He's the pastor, and he didn't even know where the book was.
My goodness.
Lord. He's the pastor. He's the priest over the operation of the temple, and he didn't know where the book of God was. He had no idea that that book was there. Hilkiah, the priest, found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe. Okay, now who is that? Shaphan the scribe. You Bible readers, you Bible scholars, you Bible students know this, that a scribe is someone whose primary job was to recopy. And if you go and see those Hasidic Jews now in Jerusalem, there are scribes who are hand copying that Torah, those books of the law of Moses. They're hand copying that book by hand, word by word. His job was to copy the word of God for posterity and preservation. And it was his life's goal and mission and job to memorize the words of the book of the law. That's his job. But notice this, verse 15. Hilkiah answered, said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in this house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. Get the picture. The pastor doesn't have the book. And the man whose job it is to make sure that it's preserved and passed down and correctly Shake, Brad, the scribe. He didn't have the book. How's he doing his job without a copy of the book of the law?
Amen.
How's he doing what he's doing without the principal object of his occupation? How's he doing that? They don't have the book.
Amen.
And then we have Josiah. Josiah's king. Now notice, Josiah's doing a lot of good things. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Josiah's wiping out sinful idol worship all throughout the kingdom. But he doesn't have the book. He's doing good. He's doing a lot of good stuff. He's doing a lot of things right. He's doing a lot of things that the people would look and say, that Josiah, he's doing a mighty work. But he ain't got the book. So what's he following it? What's his motivation? He wants to be like King David. He's following the example of a man without the influence of the book. We know scores of young preachers who look back and say, I want to be like Mays Jackson.
Yeah.
And I want to be like Oliver B. Green. And I want to be like T.D. Burgess. And I want to be like John R. Rice. And I want to be like all those old preachers of days gone by. I want to preach with hellfire and brimstone and power. And I want to make the display like that. And I want to say things like they say. I want to be like Billy Kelly and sing and preach. I want to be like this one. And I want to be like that one. And I want to be like Curtis Hudson and stand in my dying days and say I'm on the winning side. And I want to be like this one. And I want to be like Brother John Arthur. And I want to be like Tony Hudson. And I want to be like Johnny Pope and whoever. And they want to be like another man. They ain't got much book. Josiah was doing a lot of good things. Notice this. Josiah had an ancestor. But he didn't have a book.
Yeah.
How many people are sitting in churches all over this country, and the primary reason they're there in that church is because Granny and them went to church every Sunday.
Yeah. Amen.
And Mama and them went to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And they're expected to go because it's a good and right thing to do, and they ain't got the book.
Amen.
They got a man that they can pattern there. They've got an ancestor back there that they can look up to and they can say, I want to be like them. But so many are following a man, following an example of another person, and they
preach
don't
on.
Have the book. Oh, Hilkiah, he was a high priest. He had authority. He didn't have the book.
Yeah.
He had authority, but he didn't have the book. There's people in this country all over the place right now in this hour that are standing on platforms, not behind a pulpit necessarily, but they're standing up as a so-called pastor, and they ain't got a lick of the book.
Yeah.
They got plenty of poems. They got plenty of little platitudes. They got plenty of little stories. They got plenty of feel-good messages and philosophies, but they don't have the book.
Amen.
You
Amen.
You ought to thank God every day that you got a preacher that's got the book.
Amen.
There's one thing I know about Brother Scott that's agreed upon about everybody that we discuss and his name comes up. They all say one thing, man, he studies that word. I'm not saying that to puff him up or anything like that. I'm here to let
Amen.
You know that you ought to thank God that you've got a pastor that's invested in the book.
Amen.
And he gives it to you. You ought to walk out of here and say, oh, the preacher has given me the book today.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Given me the book on Sunday night. He's given me the book on Wednesday night. The priest had given me
Amen.
The book. Josiah, he had an ancestor he looked up to, but he didn't have the book. Hilkiah, he had authority, but he didn't have the book. Shaphan, he had an assignment, but he didn't have the book. He had a job that he was supposed to be doing, but he couldn't even do the job that he was supposed to be doing because he didn't have the book. But pray God that the preacher will give you the book.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.